kick off hour number three of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can take control via the phones. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, we wrapped things up with Joe. And he's actually still on the line. Joe from New Jersey. Now, I just want to recap what you said to make sure I understood you correctly, Joe, and then I want you to provide us with your vision for America. All right, so you started with a few different things. You started with a few different things that we sort of agreed on. You said that we should bring the troops home from around the world. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely for that. You said we should end all foreign aid.
I think all Americans.
Now, slow down. Whoa,
really
I'm recapping, Joe. I'm recapping because we've got new people here this hour, so we got to let them know what's up. All right, so you wanted to end all foreign aid, bring all the troops home. I'm with you on both of those things. But then things got a little strange because you said that after we were to end all foreign aid that we were supposed to start giving out stuff, I don't know, guns and bombs like that to other countries, right?
I think, like I said twice before, I think we're on this on totally different pages, if not in totally different books.
You want to help other people in other countries?
Yes. No, not other countries. In the Western Hemisphere, see, it's manifest destiny. It's what the journal of the day used to say back in the 1700s and like
right,
that.
Right. What do you mean? What are you trying to do?
It is the expansion of America. It began with the Spanish-American War.
You want to make America bigger? You want to make America take up the whole Western Hemisphere?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
What do you want?
It has to do with the sphere of influence that we have here. It goes back to our founding fathers. We came here to get away from European incursions, the nonstop wars that were raging over there.
Right.
But that's all gone. That's over with. We have a new problem now.
And what's the problem now?
The problem is that there is a nation here in America, whatever it is up till now, be that as it may, it is here, okay?
The nation
we have such turmoil, which is caused by our government around the world.
I'm agreeing with you that we should bring our troops home and all that. But then I asked you if I, as a Mexican, could, in Joe's world, still be free to come to America, and you said no. Why?
Because Mexico stinks.
Oh. Well, that's
why they want to leave, Joe.
As an American nation, we should outreach to these people and loan them money at no interest.
Whose money?
Will you let me finish?
No,
my
I want to ask you some questions because you make an outrageous claim. Sir, you've been on for more than a segment. I held you through the news, okay? Don't start complaining that we are cutting you off or something. I'm
you
asking questions for clarification,
off.
Sir. Okay, whose money are you going to loan to them?
American dollars.
But where are they going
to
come
from? The money that we normally would send to other nations, including Israel.
Oh, so my money. It's my money that you're going to loan to them.
It's American dollars that would normally be spent elsewhere. It would be basically given away.
All right, Joe, but here's the question. The money that is currently being given away, the money that you would like to stop having go to where it's going now and go to this cause, is being provided to the government through taxation and things of that nature. So really, it's money that we all worked for the government to be able to take from us and do what they want with it. So, yes, it is my money.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not giving it. We're loaning it.
Okay, I don't care. The point is you're taking my money, Joe, and you're doing what you want. You know what you are, Joe? You're just another big government freak trying to tell me how to live my life. That's what you are, aren't you?
Well, I guess you're not a Christian.
No, you're darn right. Thanks for the call, Joe. 800-259-9231. You know what? If I want to make a loan to somebody, I'll make that choice on my own. If you want me to loan you money, you can come to me and ask me, and then we'll set up some terms, maybe an agreement if I trust you for some reason. That's going to be tough.
Now, there's a suggestion that was just made by Joe that's sort of we're not Christian because we don't want to tax the crap out of the American people and do whatever it is program that somebody wants to do. You know, whether it's feed the poor, educate the homeless, give no interest loans to Mexicans. Completely unfair. Would Jesus have stuck a gun in somebody's face? That's what Christian means, Christ-like. Jesus stuck a gun in someone's face and demanded their money so that he could do the right thing with it. So
they didn't have guns.
No. Sorry. Well, swords, whatever.
Right, no. That's
not, would Jesus have sent his thugs out to collect your money for him so that way he could spend it on what he felt was the right thing?
What do you think the disciples were for, right?
Right, exactly. You know, I heard that that John was the bruiser of the bunch.
No, of course he wouldn't have. And nor would have, you know, he would not have sent anybody to do violence on anyone to get his way.
No. So
ludicrous.
No.
Oh,
it's not fair to say
twice now.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed complaining I said ludicrous too much.
Yes.
I say you know too much. That's a little more important to get rid of, I think.
You know, it's kind of ludicrous how often you say it.
Yeah, there you go. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Serge.
Hello?
Hey, Serge.
Yeah. Well, that last guy who you had on, that kind of, you know, sums up the feeling of immigration in my area. You know, he's in Jersey. I assume he's in the New York area, metro area. But a lot of what I think a lot of people fail to realize here in New York is that, yeah, a lot of them are Irish, Italian, Jewish, that, you know, 100 years ago they came to this country and they were in the same boat as the Mexicans are today.
Yeah.
I think that most Americans have some sort of heritage of immigrants. I mean, the only people that don't, I guess, are the American Indians, and their immigration policy was really lax.
Well, now, when you're saying they're in the same boat, you mean that people hated them back then, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, no Irish need apply, you know, the whole, everyone, you know, they, it was, you know, a lot of, same thing. People hated them back, you know, in 1901.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about it, man?
Well, I think there just has to be a mass understanding that these people are not our enemies and they're not criminals. And that they, like our ancestors, just want a better life.
It seems to me, I feel more like people like Joe are the criminals. I mean, Joe is the one advocating taking my money from me and loaning it to other countries. Oh, it's not a handout, it's a loan, so that makes stealing the money from me okay. I feel a little more threatened by Joe than I do anybody coming here looking for a job.
Well, true, but, you know, if you listen to what he said he wants to give the money to them at a 0% interest rate, which is bull because, you know, that basically is welfare for third world.
Yeah.
And I say that the third world has enough problems. We don't need America coming in and screwing it up more.
Right. And that's really the point. For whatever reason, Joe believed that we had gone into other countries around the world and we'd screwed with them and, you know, we made our, you know, all kinds of problems. We quagmire, made a big mess, whatever. But he thinks it's a good idea if we go into countries in the Western Hemisphere, we won't screw that up because of the Monroe Doctrine. Just because, you know, Monroe said it, it must be true.
Which
and,
is, of course,
and,
you know,
and
just
the manifest
motive.
Destiny could be, it can be interpreted in several different ways. What if it just has to do with Western expansion, you know?
True, true. I say, you know, we have to stop the imperialism and realize that these people are not criminals and they are not our enemy.
Thank you, Serge. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, the more you explore the ideas of these Looney Tunes people that want to take people's money, I mean, whether they be in government now or would love to get in control like Joe, like he would love to be in control so he could set his agenda into action. The more you explore it, the more ludicrous it becomes. I mean, think about what his idea was. To give loans to other countries or presumably people in other countries at a 0% interest rate. Are you going to be this is a question we didn't ask. Are you going to be loaning the money to the government of those other countries?
Mm.
Or are you going to be loaning the money to the individuals in those other countries?
Because there's some really corrupt countries in Latin America. And
yeah, well, he said
corrupt
Mexico's
people,
trash.
Corrupt people with a bunch of no-interest loans, they're just going to be more corrupt, not less.
Really? Are you sure? Because wouldn't they see the joy of getting a beneficial, you know, just the greatness that is the United States being so wonderful to them.
And it would uncorrupt them.
And it would make them see that people can be good.
No.
And it would make them see that maybe they don't have to be corrupt and wrong. That they could take this money and make their lives and the lives of their people better.
They'll take that money, they'll make their own lives better, and they'll demagogue against the United States like they always do.
From their BMWs.
Yep.
But we gave them money.
So what? You can't buy fealty when it comes to politicians.
Also, what about if you weren't going to give the money to the corrupt governments, then presumably you're giving it to the people. So that means we'd have to create a whole new bureaucracy to loan this money out to people in other countries, which means people would be defrauding the system. And how would Americans feel about people in other countries getting 0% loans?
While I pay interest on my mortgage.
More is on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream. Dream Magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream Magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, take control of the airwaves with a toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Tis the Monday edition, Inside Hour 3, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there for you with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent in their photo. validated photos, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, some of our ladies have gone above and beyond the call of duty. Not only have they validated, but they're also amplifiers. So one of our newest validated Shriners, Poppy, she's actually upgraded herself. So now, instead of just being a validated Shriner, she's a validated amplifier.
Nice.
I'll tell you more about being an amplifier a little bit later. 800-259-9231 to the phones we go. It is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Richard in Australia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
G'day, guys. Look, I'm on Skype, so hopefully the quality's going to be okay.
Sounds okay to me. What's on your mind?
Look, I've just got a couple of questions on the immigration laws that I want people to ask themselves. The first is, when in history have immigration laws actually worked to a country's advantage? And when in history have immigration actually ruined a country?
Do you have answers to those?
Well, my belief is that immigration laws have never worked, and my belief too is that immigration has never actually ruined a country. In fact, like any other organism, countries are just like a person. They need to grow.
Well, isn't Australia, for the most part, a country of immigrants as well?
Oh, we're packed with them. And, you know, to one of the things that's always a good measure for me is looking at the menu at the local restaurant. You know, I go now and I look at what is typically Australian cuisine, and you've got, you know, your steak and veg, but you've also got your pasta in there. You know, you've got a bit of Thai curry, and it's almost like people get a bit insulted if they can't have a bit of bok choy with some sausages.
Yeah.
That is the oddest combination ever, by the way. Bok choy and sausages.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it.
Oh, I'm not saying it would be bad. I'm just saying it's odd. I was just saying it's odd for being over here.
I just don't want to have to eat Vegemite with it.
What's Vegemite?
What is that?
An Australian joke. See, the Australian guy laughed.
That's good. All right, Richard.
Look, the secret with Vegemite is don't spread it like jam. Spread it like butter, as if you've got a cholesterol problem. And
yeah, real thin.
Thanks for the call. Yeah. I appreciate that, Richard. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. I got to know, what is
this stuff? Awful veggie paste.
Yeah,
it's just,
I think it's a lot like yeast.
Yeah.
It's for vegetarian people?
I think it's sort of a health thing.
Right? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why they eat it. No, it's very Australian. They eat a lot. They eat it there. At least.
Even if you're not a health freak?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Why do we eat salads with dinner?
Well, you pour stuff on it that makes it less healthy, usually. You pour some good-tasting fat on it.
You should have asked the Australian while he was on.
It is a yeast extract here. It's a dark brown salty food paste made from yeast extract, mainly used as a spread on sandwiches and toast.
As opposed to, say, jelly or butter or something
right.
like that.
Right. Instead of jelly or butter or something like that, just yeast extract.
Just spread your veggies on your toast.
No veggies, it's yeast.
No, yeast.
Yeah.
Why do they call it Vegemite?
Why not?
That's confusing. All right, let's go to Bill in Virginia on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to kind of outline briefly my plan for destroying America.
Please do.
Basically, what I would do is unbind our government from the chains of the Constitution.
And how would that destroy America?
We'd fall apart.
Oh, wait, that's right. They've already unbound the... Wait. The Constitution, didn't they bury that earlier this year?
I think it got outdated or updated or something like that.
No, really. In Keene, New Hampshire, they buried the Constitution. I saw pictures.
Right, I remember that. Yeah, they made a big coffin and they had, you know, pallbearers and the whole bit.
Yeah, it's gone, man. So we're well on our way to destruction, is what you're saying.
So in other words, what you're saying is I'm too late.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for the call, Bill. 800-259-9231.
It would destroy America if we got away from the Constitution.
And
principles.
Real quick, in answer to your question, just because you asked why it was called Vegemite, the owner of the company who made it...
John Vegemite.
No. The Fred Walker companies who owned it, but his daughter picked the name at random out of a hat.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
So, yeah, just a random name out of a hat. Vegemite.
Couldn't quite be random. I mean, they had to write down several names
put
them in a hat.
There was a competing product in Great Britain called Marmite, and so they called this one Vegemite, and that was just one of the, like, 30 names that was in the hat, and it got picked.
Okay. Well, it could have been random. They could have had a few monkeys putting letters together randomly and picked one of them randomly.
Yeah, chances are good it wouldn't have the consonants and vowels in the right place.
It would have been called...
Oh, my goodness. So we're talking about immigration. And the news out of Ohio is over the weekend, Homeland Security agents took to Ohio streets this past week, arresting 154 undocumented immigrants.
Good, get them Browns off the streets.
That's what they did. The agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, the offices came heavily armed and loaded with files and warrants for deportation. They took in immigrants from 30 countries and every continent save Antarctica. Among those arrested, 82 were from Mexico, followed by 19 from El Salvador and 7 from Mauritania. Where is Mauritania?
I thought Mauritania was a U.S. protectorate.
I don't know. The men and women have been caught entering the country illegally and were ordered to leave by a court, but never showed or had been ordered deported. They never showed to court or had been ordered deported but never left, authorities said. 20 have been charged with crimes. One was a reputed member of the Mexican street gang MS-13.
I'm not familiar with MS-13.
You've not heard of that? All of these immigrant, anti-immigrant people complain about it.
I see.
Yeah, it's evil. It's an evil gang, and they're all. They would like you to believe that all of the immigrants are members of MS-13, when in fact only one out of the 154 undocumented individuals was actually a member of MS-13.
And how much of a member?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So he might have gotten his bandana, and that's about as far as he got.
He might have a little tattoo on his arm.
September 11th showed us that to have security, we need to have an immigration system with integrity, said a spokesman for ICE. Quote, you can't have integrity if there's no consequence for abusing the laws or ignoring a court order. Among those taken were immigrants who'd been in the U.S. for a decade or more.
Oh, my.
They must leave their homes, jobs, and maybe even their children who were born here who are U.S. citizens. Well, if they had complied and left 15 or 10 years ago, then that wouldn't be the case, said Rob Baker, field director for ICE. He noted that by the end of September, 7 agents will be based permanently in Cleveland to cover these operations in Ohio. And this is actually the second immigration crackdown story that we've read this year. The other one, I think, was happening in Boston earlier this year. So it's spreading now. These enforcement agents, I'm actually looking at the photo in the article, and you can tell this is a dangerous, dangerous man that they're taking away here. The officer is holding him with one hand, and he's walking out of a convenience store where he was presumably working. So,
terrible.
A decade. A decade of working at a convenience store.
Hold on. These people are coming here, and they're working in convenience stores?
Yeah.
Serious threat.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I known that was happening, I would have not been able to be behind any of what you've been
doing. If we just made sure that immigrants were better educated, then we'd have better educated convenience store workers.
There's a little bit more of this. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, including an underground barbershop. That's right. That's part of this story. You won't believe it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 is the number to bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. There's a bulletin board system there with over 115,000 posts for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting, and it's all totally free. At bbs.freetalklive.com, that'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So I got a story here from dispatch.com. It's really sad. The Columbus Dispatch in Ohio, over the last week, they arrested 154 so-called undocumented immigrants. And this is really scary to me. I mean, we've talked about the police state in America and how things keep getting worse, our Fourth Amendment, the right to privacy being flushed down the drain. But there's some details here that are really bothersome to me, and I'm going to get to them right here. We're talking about how they arrested 154 people for supposedly being illegal immigrants. Well, turns out that, a deportation officer for the immigration unit in Boston said agents received leads from other law enforcement agencies running database searches against immigrant court files. Once in Ohio, the agents tapped local police and sheriffs to help confirm identities and the homes of the immigrants, so the local sheriffs gave these folks up. Agents looking for a Mexican man found that he had a barber shop in his basement.
Dear God. Can you imagine? He cut hair of his friends and family.
Without a license!
It's reprehensible.
They arrested several... Here's a really bothersome part. They arrested several waiting men who had no proper documents. In fact, the agents arrested 68 men that they had sought, or 68 immigrants, I presume there's some women in there, that they had sought, the ones they were specifically looking for, and 86 they came across. So when they went to this man's house, discovered his underground barber shop, not only did they arrest the man who they were looking for, but they arrested each and every one of the men that was sitting there waiting because they didn't have so-called proper documentation. What's going to happen when you're nearby one of these immigrant arrests and you don't have your driver's license on you and you look a little brown? What's going to happen
then?
How
does a driver's license prove citizenship?
It's at least some sort of documentation, that's all. It doesn't prove anything. You're right, it could be fake.
I try to keep it, I mostly keep it in my car, because I'll forget it at home. And so carrying it along doesn't work for me. I don't like carrying a wallet,
right?
Because it's bad for your back.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
You could be arrested and deported. If they can't find you, if they don't know who you are, if you don't have documentation, they're presuming you're an immigrant. What if you're somebody that was born here without going through the little process that they have? What if you were a home birth and your parents didn't fill out any paperwork on you? You don't have a social security number. You're not in the system, so to speak.
Well, where are they going to deport me to?
Great question.
Well,
maybe they'll just jail you.
But not only did they pick up some extra guys that didn't have proper documentation, look at those numbers again. How many were they looking for?
68 that they had sought. They may have been looking for more, but they got 68 of them.
68 that they had been looking for at the time.
Yep.
And how many did they happen across?
86.
The majority of the people they picked up were ones that they just stumbled across.
Now, there were 86 people waiting to get their hair cut?
No. These are in various different situations.
Okay.
This was over a week's period of time in Ohio where they went after different individuals. And apparently they just pick up anybody that doesn't have the paperwork. So now if you don't have the paperwork in America to prove that you're a so-called citizen, I mean, I'm sure this affects people who are of more of a brown persuasion, but nonetheless, if you don't have the paperwork and you're suspected of being an immigrant, get ready to go to jail and maybe stay there for a while. This is sick. And is this what you want America to come to? No-knock raids? People busting into apartments, arresting people for simply wanting to be here and live their lives? Is this what you want it to come to? Do you think you're going to be spared because you're lily white? You think you're going to be spared?
Well, in all likelihood, you will be. But there are many American citizens who look like they're not. And many that sound like they're not.
Yeah.
But they're still American citizens, and they shouldn't be picked up and harassed by these people. It just doesn't make any sense. It's such a waste of my taxpayer money, too. There's people getting haircuts. Big deal.
But it's not legal, Mark.
I don't care about the damn law, because it's a bad law.
Let them get a haircut in their own country. Why do they need to come here and get a haircut?
It's just that ludicrous.
Those scissors could have been purchased by a citizen and used in a real American barbershop.
That's two for you, by the way. Ludicrous. You said it twice.
I have?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, the arrested were taken to the Seneca County Jail. 72 Mexicans have already been flown home. Agents escorted them and handed them over to authorities in their homelands. What do you think happens when they get home?
Nothing good.
No, really? But what do you think? What does happen? Do you know the answer?
Is there a punishment by their government?
Yeah.
If so, what happens?
Yeah.
All we know is they're not here anymore. After they're not here, we don't care about them. We don't want to see them. Don't want to hear from them. We've just got the dirty brown people off of our streets.
1-800-259-9231 if you know the answer to that question. What happens to these poor people when they're ejected from our country? So the Valdemar Velasquez, president of the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, says that people who enter the country illegally have committed a misdemeanor. Though the effectiveness of how we use the resources of this country is another matter. And he does point out that the government and immigrant study centers estimate that 9 to 12 million undocumented immigrants are here in the United States. And he says, if the goal is to remove them all, it's going to take some time, and as many years as it takes to find them all, as though they actually could, more will be coming over the border. So it's almost like, you're standing in front of a dike and there's several holes that have sprung open and you're trying to put that water into a pail and throw it back over the other side of the dike. And by the time you've thrown 5 buckets of water, there's another 20 that have spilled through.
It seems more like standing in front of a tidal wave.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to stop it.
But that won't matter. It won't matter because it's a war on immigrants. And it hasn't mattered for the war on drugs. Everybody who is enforcing the war on drugs knows, unless it's their first day on the job, They know that they're doing something that is never going to end. They know they're doing something that's never going to have a tangible effect on the amount of drugs on the streets of America.
I don't think people even consider it a possibility.
That
stopping.
Drugs could be stopped?
Yeah. I don't think people even consider the possibility of stopping drugs.
Do you think that people, on the other hand, do believe they can stop immigration? Because it's what it sounds like. When these people call in, they are true believers that if we were to just build a wall or do whatever, put the border ninjas up.
Heat-seeking machine guns.
If we'll just do what their plan is, then it'll stop. It'll all come to an end.
Rabid attack gerbils.
Whatever.
Thousands of them.
Whatever.
It's insanity. It really is. You can't stop this. But what they're going to do is they're going to do stuff like this. They're going to continue doing these raids. They love the adrenaline. This is more adrenaline for the adrenaline junkie cops. They get to kick in doors looking for people now, and they're less likely to have guns. Yeah, I mean, all the drug dealers, they might have a gun or something. These guys are just in a barber shop. When are these guys, are they going to start shooting back at some point? And then the cops are going to start escalating?
Not the good ones. Not the good ones.
Right.
The good, the people that we would really want in this country.
They're going to say, oh, you got me.
Yep. I'm going back. You know, they're not going to be violent about it.
You're right.
Now, you can believe the ones that we don't want here, they're going to be a real problem to deport.
Good point. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue doing these raids, and then we're going to start seeing headlines like, largest immigrant deportation ever. ICE cracks down on immigrants. You're going to see all these headlines over time as though they're actually making a dent. Huh, we got 1,000 of them this week. Aren't you feeling better, America?
That's right. 0.1% of America's immigrants have been rounded up.
Like 0.001%. This is sick, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
And in the process, all of our privacy is going to be chucked out the window. It's already begun.
Yeah, they already do immigration checkpoints.
Internal immigration checkpoints in the South. Internal immigration checkpoints, people's houses being raided, and they're going to get the wrong houses, just like they do in the war on drugs, so it may be your house that's next.
And it may be your wife that gets a double tap in the forehead.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. More is on the way. And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah. Coming up, speaking of cops, here's one that's raped 4 women. We'll tell you about it.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We got archives, the wiki, updates, live streaming, listener map, bulletin board system, and more. It's all for free. What do we ask in return? Well, that you might want to voluntarily support us. We've got a little program called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And essentially what we're doing is we're asking our listeners on a voluntary basis to pony up $3 a month. So if you like the fact that we give you a year's worth of archives for free on our site, join AMP. And what we'll do is we'll take that $3 in and turn it right back around into advertising for the show. See, $3 from you and $3 from a bunch of other people adds up. In fact, it's currently adding up to over $1,500 per month for the show, which means that we get to buy ads in Talkers Magazine, the industry publication for the talk radio business.
No doubt about it.
We've got half-page ads running there.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of the AMP program. And that's just one of the many things that we can do with that $3 a month. So get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, amplifiers have just gotten access to something really special that only the amplifiers know about right now, which I guess I can say what it is because Johnson mentioned it on Friday. It's our upcoming Free Talk Live store. It's in beta phase right now, and the amplifiers have special access, special discount. You can get on to that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so I said there is a rapist cop out there, bloomingtonpantograph.com. A police
really?
Sergeant.
This is from the Pantograph? I'm sorry, my family lives in Bloomington. So.
That's correct. Central Illinois, being connected on the web by Pantograph. A Bloomington police sergeant was charged Friday afternoon with the rapes of four women in their homes between December 2002 and January of 2005. Jeff Palo, a 17-year department veteran, appeared in court in handcuffs and a blue jumpsuit as he was read the charges against him. Four counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault and two counts of home invasion. Prosecutors say the home invasion charges are connected with the last two rapes, which occurred both in January of 2005.
Were these people that were raped sort of suspects or whatever the term is? I mean, was he using his copish power to sort of cajole these victims?
You know what? We might find out here, but let's see. Let's move on with a few more details. The 41-year-old was arrested when he appeared for an arraignment at 9 a.m. Friday on those previously filed charges of residential burglary and aggravated stalking charges. Bloomington spokesperson says the rapes for which he's charged are the same ones that investigators working with FBI profilers determined could be connected. Bloomington police officials said in February 2005 they had no evidence of a rapist committing multiple offenses, but then announced 10 months later that the cases all involving single women in their 20s, could be connected. In fact, it's this guy, allegedly. Skeleton called Pelo's bond amount astronomical, said he would seek a reduction. The bond, apparently now $200,000. This is his lawyer. Victims in the last two rapes identified Pelo in a photo lineup and in a series of voice samples. The women attacked in April 2003 described strong similarities between her attacker and Pelo in a photo lineup and narrowed to three a series of voice samples that she could not eliminate. I'm looking through here. Let's see. Prosecutors have said a woman called police at about 12:20 a.m. on June 10th and said someone was trying to break into her house through a front door and a window. Officers found Pelo near the house, and he was arrested later that day. So it looks like he's just breaking and entering.
Yeah.
There's nothing police involved here. He's just a rapist.
Well, so I guess the relevance of the story is that you never know who's behind that badge that's telling you what to do.
Right. If there's a man knocking on your front door with a police outfit on, I suggest you don't open that door.
Well, I don't, because you're going to get in big trouble.
You can talk to them through the door and find out what they want.
As long as possible.
And then, in fact, if they want to question you for something and you want to answer their questions, they can schedule a nice little interview with you where you can come downtown to their offices and then you can have your little question and answer session there with your lawyer present. That's all. I mean, you aren't required to answer their questions, Mark.
That's true.
And nor are you required to open their door.
You could be obstructing a criminal investigation, which is a charge.
Wait. By refusing to answer questions, you can be charged with obstructing an investigation?
It's just what I've been told by police.
They might arrest you and charge you, but you still have no obligation whatsoever to answer the police's questions, as I understand it. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving legal advice. 1-800-259-9231. Okay, here are the details you're looking for. December 18th, 2002, a woman woke to find a man in her room, and he held a knife to her throat, threatening to hurt her if she resisted, and told her that he'd been watching her. He then raped her. April 4th, 2003, half a year later, another woman woke to find a man in her room, and he threatened to shoot her if she resisted or cried out. The man then forcibly raped her. January 4th, 2005, a woman saw a man had entered her room, and he displayed a knife. The man told her he had done this before, and forcibly raped the woman.
Now, I'm sorry, why does the person writing this article feel the need to put the word forcibly in there?
Good point, as though it wouldn't be forcibly.
Right, it's just to make it even more sensationalistic than it already is.
Just true.
And forcibly! Okay, well, yeah, of course you did.
And he uses it again in the next one. January 25th, the man armed with a gun entered another woman's room, threatened the woman's family if she resisted, recited her family's address, and then,
oh boy,
forcibly raped her.
Now, how did he know the gentle rape?
How did he know the family's address?
He did research,
apparently, and probably used some of
his access,
copish access to do it.
Most likely, he's like, okay, here's the address. Who lives here? Okay, who's her family? Where do they live?
Yeah. You guys should trust the police. They're real trustworthy. Well, just raping and stealing money, and killing people.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
don't do that.
You do that crap.
Every time you're like, this cop raped somebody, distrust them all.
Absolutely distrust them all.
Because
you might get raped.
Because there are bad people in every situation. It's not
just
cops.
But they don't have power. They don't have power.
If you're a rapist at Walmart, you're not as dangerous. That's what you don't make clear. The problem is the amount of power that police forces have in the United States right now. They just have an awing amount of power. What we really need to do is cut back on the amount of power that they have. We need to stop the drug war. We need to get the cops back.
If this article is about a Kirby vacuum cleaner salesman, I'd say close the door to them too, okay?
Okay, well, actually, you go out of your way to make it sound like cops are less trustworthy than any other type of person that exists.
Yeah, you hate them.
You do. You make cops...
It's because they have power. And thanks for clarifying that.
Okay.
Okay. It's because they're the ones that are coming around and demanding your time without giving you any sort of compensation, shoving their weight around, and in some cases, I mean, it's just the fact that they consistently hurt people, and it's wrong. It's wrong.
But they also consistently help people.
Some do. There are some that help.
You make it sound like it's maybe four.
But if there's a cop in your bedroom when you wake up, they're probably not there to help you. Let's go to Marge on the lines. It's Marge in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. First-time listener. I just tuned into your show. I love shows that are completely about rape. You guys are doing a great job loving the rape.
Is that right, Marge? That's kind of a little odd, don't you think?
No, I don't think so. I think rape is it's a healthy thing. It's human.
So, Marge, here's the question for you. I was talking about this article, and I said that the author kept wanting to put the word forcibly in front of rape, that he forcibly raped his victim. Do you like it forcible or gentle?
No, I mean, there's really no wrong way to do a rape. If you look back to the Tootsie Roll commercial from the early 90s, ask Mr. Owl. He'll tell you.
One,
you can only rape, you can't really rape a person the wrong way.
There's no wrong way.
I
think that's an old Reese's commercial, actually, Marge.
Well, I get my chocolates mixed up.
Yeah, I guess having a few rapes happen to you, you might actually... have you been raped, Marge? I'm presuming.
Well, I've been raped 100 times.
100? Now, wait a minute. Now, you're one of these freaks, these sexual freaks that is really into this stuff, aren't you?
No, I'm not into it. I mean, every time I'll be walking down a street, you know, down an alley, bam, rape.
Come on.
And it happens all the time.
That means that you're asking for it. You know that, don't you?
No, I'm not asking for it.
What are you wearing when you're walking down the street?
A shirt that says Rape Me, but it's a Nirvana Band t-shirt. Now it's...
Thanks for the call, Marge.
All right.
800-259-9231.
I don't know what just happened there, but I'm deeply, deeply offended.
I knew that's where he was going to take it, was the Nirvana route. But
he?
Yes.
He?
He. His name was Marge.
Oh, I gotcha now. 800-259-9231. What do you think? If you're walking down the street with a shirt that says Rape Me, I mean, are you fair game?
No.
No? What do you think, Torco? Fair game?
That depends.
That really depends.
I have nowhere to go with that. I would just like to say that Mike D has destroyed my mind for the remainder of the program. Luckily, there's not much time remaining.
No, obviously I don't think that you're fair game. I'm kidding.
Sometimes I get my chocolates confused.
And it's not
I was trying to make a Ray Nagin joke in there, and I couldn't quite throw it out in time.
We're horrible. This is not something that should be joked about. No, I'm serious. This is not something that should be joked about. There are plenty of women that have been raped. It's a serious issue. It's outrageous.
Six times as many men get raped in America as women.
You know what it is? It's ludicrous. That's what it is.
There you go. One for Torgo tonight.
Yeah, but I meant the rapper.
Oh, okay. L-U-D-A-C-R-I-S.
Yeah.
Just so you know, those men are getting raped in prison.
Got it. All right, well, that's
are
enough.
They?
That's enough rape talk for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow, same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a